Turn in our Bibles at this time to the book of Philippians. We once again pick up the book of Philippians, Philippians 2, verses 1 through 11, focusing on verses 1 through 4. You'll find that on page 1720 in the Pew Bible. If you forgot your or didn't take along your own personal Bible. But Philippians chapter 2, Paul is in prison on house arrest for Jesus Christ. He's getting trashed by other preachers because they want to be celebrity pastors and be known as the new and the now preachers that everyone should follow. And there's some division and there's some dissension in the Church of Jesus Christ. He's told us, look, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. And we see that life in Christ on display that Paul wants for the church in Philippi and God wants for us as well. There's an outline provided for you in the bulletin or back on the table for the joy mindset. Philippians chapter 2, picking it up at verse 1. If you're able, please stand with me for the reading of the Word of God, and let's receive it with believing hearts. So, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility, count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. You may be seated. So far, the reading of the Word of the Lord, and may God his blessing to it. I encourage you to keep your Bibles open and handy to Philippians 2 on the joy mindset. Dear congregation of Christ, brothers and sisters in the Lord, if you saw that news feed this past week that most Americans are unhappy. In 50 years, about 50 years ago now, the surveys are indicating that many more Americans are unhappier than ever. And there's a lot of reasons. A lot of people feel like America is on the wrong track with all of the political bickering going on, all of the race riots going on, as well as, quarantine and the economy tanking. Many, many Americans are unhappy. The unhappy, most unhappy now in the last 50 years. And brothers and sisters, it's time for us as Christians in these unhappy times to step into the story of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because as we step into the story of Jesus Christ, Jesus is radically reshaping our attitudes to give us what? To give us the joy mindset, to give us the joy mindset. So I preach you the word of the Lord as it comes to us. Live with the same mindset. It's the mindset of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the same mindset as Jesus. And Paul gives us incentives to live as our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ lived, but he also gives us the ingredients of the joy mindset. First of all, the incentives here. We pick it up there at verse 1. Here are the incentives. Why adopt and take on the joy mindset? Why walk in the footsteps of Jesus Christ? Here's why. If there's any encouragement in Christ, and there is, It's not really so much so that there isn't, but there is. Since this is the case, Paul is saying, since this is the case, you do have encouragement in Christ. You have comfort from love. You have participation in the Spirit and affection and sympathy. Then complete my joy by being like-minded, by having the mind of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Why is Paul saying this? He's saying this because there were people in the Church of Jesus Christ, we've covered this a little bit already, that were pulling the Church of Jesus Christ apart. You had some people pulling this way, and then you had others pulling the other way, and it was pulling the body of Jesus Christ apart. There was division and dissension because of pride and selfish ambition and vain conceit. So Paul is appealing. Here's the incentives of the joy mindset. Why are so many Americans unhappy? Because they don't have the mind of Jesus Christ. So Paul is laying out for us this mindset, and we think of it, for instance, in Philippians chapter 4. You think of this pulling apart now. Philippians chapter 4, remember this verse? If not, well, we'll take a look at it. Philippians chapter 4 at verse 2, this pulling apart, this tug of war going on between whom? Well, I entreat Euodia and I entreat Syntyche to agree in the Lord. Yes, I ask you also, true companion, help these women who have labored side by side with me in the gospel together with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. So that's the setup. This is why the Apostle Paul is appealing. He's saying these are incentives for you, my sisters in the Lord, to work out and to resolve your responsibility, your differences. Stop pulling apart the church of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at the common ground you have. And this is what we are to be looking at as well. Any encouragement in Christ? Jesus Christ is a big spender. Jesus Christ is a big spender. He's spending all of these blessings on us. There is encouragement in Jesus Christ. He encourages us with, as he's encouraging Euodia and Syntyche and all of us, dear friends, quit looking at her. Quit looking at him. Quit looking at each other. Get your eyes on Jesus Christ. And you'll have, and you'll discover again, the mindset of Jesus. You will experience shared joy. There are about 104 verses in the book of Philippians. Almost half of them are Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus. Jesus is saying, look at me. Watch me do this. And then we'll watch my servant, the Apostle Paul, do this, to humbly serve. Look at the incentives we have to resolve to do nothing from rivalry or conceit. You have comfort in the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have participation in that love through the Holy Spirit. Boys and girls, what happens if you go out to a leaf on a tree, take a leaf off of a tree, around church? What happens if you take a leaf off of that tree? Is it going to stay green forever? No. It's going to die. The tree leaf stays green if it's it stays on the tree because it gets its life from the tree trunk. If we take a leaf off of the tree, it's going to die. And Paul is saying, God is saying to us, we want life. We have to be joined, stay in Jesus Christ. We have encouragement in Christ. We have participation, that koinonia, that fellowship, another favorite word of Paul in Philippians. And so look at the Lord Jesus Christ, this big spender who's encouraging us, any affection or gut-level sympathy, right? A common passion. That's what sympathy means, to have the same passion together, to pull in the right direction in order to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Paul says, make my joy complete? The joy of Jesus Christ is complete. Yours is not, but you can have a complete, overflowing joy as we get our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. These are the incentives. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ has put us together with a lot of diversity. He gives us unity in who He is and what He does for us. But He has put us together with a lot of diversity, hasn't He? Some of us love the outdoors. Some of us are homebodies. Some of us have a Christian family tree that goes back hundreds of years. Others of us in this church family don't have that family background. You're the first Christian in your family. Think about that. But some of us, God has richly blessed financially. Others of us are just kind of squeaking by, trying to make ends meet. There's lots of diversity, but don't let that cause division. Appreciate the diversity. Jesus Christ made us this way in order to pull together to be what? To shine together for joy, to shine together for joy. Remember, that's the theme, really, I believe, of the Philippians. We see it there in chapter 2, verse 14 and following. Chapter 2, verse 14, do all things without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God, without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation. Here's the theme of Philippians, among whom you shine as lights in the world. How does our life light up together? It's by recognizing these incentives. Live with the same mindset as Jesus Christ. Look to Him. And now, what are the ingredients? What are some of the ingredients now of living as with the same mindset of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? We are to follow the example of Jesus Christ. And dear friends, that's not the gospel. Let's be perfectly clear on that. Me living a Christian life is not the gospel, and it's not your gospel either. The good news, the gospel, is Jesus Christ living the life we didn't live. And that's chapter 2, verses 5 and following. We're not quite there yet, but we are called to follow, not to be saved, but because we are saved, to follow in the footsteps and follow the example of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And here are some of the ingredients of that in our marriages, in the workplace, in the Church of Jesus Christ, and in our homes. Here are the ingredients. One, number one, step down. Step down. Complete my joy by being of the same mind. Step down. There's the mindset of joy. Step down. Where do you need to step down? Where do I need to step down? And be humble servants of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because, dear friends, you realize this, in the Church of Jesus Christ, I still remember one of the members telling me, yeah, Pastor, you have 100 bosses around here. And I thought about that over the years. And in one sense, it's true. But, you know, we can have 100 minds, but we're to have one mind, aren't we? One mind. You know, 100 people. Only one mind, the mindset of Jesus Christ, and His mindset was always to step down. We see the step down of Jesus Christ. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus. Though He was in the form of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but He made Himself nothing. Right? God Himself stepped down into this world. And He came into this world that He made. All of every creature should have just fallen down and worshipped Him from day one. But as He grew up, what was He? He was rejected. He came to His own, and His own rejected Him, and we have as well. And yet He made Himself nothing. He stepped down. Jesus Christ was never looking for the next big promotion, was He? He wasn't. He wasn't trying to climb up the greasy pole. He wasn't seeking to take a step up. He was always stepping down, all the way down to the death of the cross humbling himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Chapter 2 at verse 8. Here's the ingredient for us to have the joy mindset, stepping down in our marriages, in our families, in the church of Jesus Christ. And then secondly, here's another ingredient. Ingredient number 2, go to the back of the line. Let each of you not only look to his own interests, we are to look to our own interests, but we are to think of the interests of others as more important than ours. And Jesus Christ is the example. Jesus, remember, look at me, Jesus says. And as we see him, we behold him and become more like him as we look at him in faith. Jesus says, look at me, remember the story. When the disciples were saying, hey, Jesus, get this knee-high gang out of here. These kids, they're a nuisance. Kids are to be seen, not heard. But Jesus was way too important for the little children. And Jesus was good and angry, wasn't he? He was good and angry. He said, let the little children come to me. I value those who are not valued by the world. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ stepped down, and he was always going to the back of the line to humbly serve and then put others first, put others first. In humility, count others as more significant than yourselves. Put the interests of others above your own interests. Have this mind, not 100 minds, but the one mind of Jesus Christ. And the unhappiness will begin to disappear, and the joy will rush in. Jesus Christ put others first. Why? Why was he born? Why was he crucified? Because we, in our pride, picked a fight with God. And even though we were picking a fight with God, Jesus says, I do nothing out of rivalry. I step down, I go to the back of the line, and I put you first to win your forgiveness for picking a fight with me. Have this mind in you. Do nothing from rivalry or conceit. Pride. It's pride and vain conceit that was dividing up, pulling apart the body of the Lord Jesus Christ in the church at Philippi. And when there are dissensions and divisions in our relationships, you better believe there's pride behind it. What is pride? In the words of G.K. Chesterton, G.K. Chesterton said, you know what we're like? We're like, and he was a Catholic defender of the Christian faith in the last century, I believe. Anyway, G.K. Chesterton said, you know what we're like? We're like a we're like that donkey Jesus was riding into Jerusalem. And the donkey was thinking, oh, everyone's praising me. Look at everyone, you know, they're clapping, hey, what? That's great. The donkey's coming into Jerusalem. That's what we're like. We don't even realize everything's given to us, not for others to look at us and think we're something special. For others to see that Jesus Christ is someone special, worthy of all worship. And the devil uses pride to get into our hearts, to get into our homes, to get into the church of Jesus Christ. So that in pride, we talk each other down. If Jesus Christ laid his life down for me, then I can, because I have encouragement in Christ, comfort from his Calvary love, participation in his Spirit, affection and sympathy, then I can certainly lay down my gossip for my friends.
Let's step down, let's get behind the back of the line, and put others first.
Application. I think we've covered some of them already, but one application, dear friends, for us as we consider the incentives and the ingredients of the joy mindset. Are you unhappy today? Jesus Christ does want to give you a joy mindset. The joy mindset begins as we count all that Jesus Christ spends on us so freely and generously. Count it up. Paul is saying that as you come to the church of Jesus Christ, as you come to worship the Lord, come to church. Yes, we come to receive encouragement from one another. Absolutely. We should be encouraging one another. We should be coming to church to receive encouragement from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But if that's all we're looking for when we come to church, you will be and I will be discouraged. If we're just looking for our, you know, joy tank that's on empty to be filled up by someone here, right, we're going to leave here empty and we're going to leave here angry. We're going to get angry in the church of Jesus Christ. Paul is saying Jesus is here to encourage you. Measure your life. Measure the church ministry of Jesus Christ by the generosity of Jesus Christ. He's here in His Word to fill you to overflowing with His encouragement. Be encouraged by everything Jesus spends on you. And count these blessings. And as we're counting these blessings, dear friends, and are encouraged by His ministry to us by His Spirit, He will bring about some of His humility in our lives. So invest in others. Invest in others. And your mood and my mood will turn right side up. It'll turn right side up. Boys and girls, what is humility? What does it mean to be humble? Boys and girls, it means that anything good about you, anything good about me, is because of Jesus. That's what it means to be humble. Anything good going on in your life and mine, it's all because of Jesus. That's what it means to be humble. So, boys and girls, it means if you're a humble person, if you are following Jesus' example, that means you're not bragging about what you do. And I don't either. We're not bragging about what we have and what we do. To be humble means that whatever Jesus gives you and gives me is not for you first of all. It's for Jesus. It's for someone else. And we go to the back of the line. When your teacher says, I need a volunteer, yeah, well, pick me. Or, I want to be first on the team. It means you let someone else go first and that you go last. That's the mind of Jesus Christ our Lord. Invest in others and your mood will turn right side up. The unhappiness will begin disappearing. The joy will flood in. And remember from chapter 1, verse 25, this was the goal of Paul's ministry. Chapter 1, verse 25. He said that, convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with you all for your progress and your joy in the faith. Why are we so unhappy? Because we're self-absorbed, right? We're self-centered. And when we invest in others, then the joy comes into our lives and our mood quickly changes. You think about that in your life. If you're gloomy, if you're down in the dumps, and I am, what happens in our lives when we talk to another Christian and they tell us about how Jesus is working in their lives, how Jesus is encouraging them, how Jesus has given them the power to resist temptation, to push through hard times in their lives? And they actually say a quote back to you, something you said and you forgot,
you ever said it. And all of a sudden, my mood and yours just flips upside down, right side up. Why?
What's the incentive for Paul? He says, I want you to have joy, but it's only a joy that is a shared joy.
So it means investing in the lives of others, and you will receive and experience the joy mindset of Jesus Christ.
Then trust Jesus to know how real community works. Trust Jesus to know how real community works. I'm thinking, oh, we need love. That's how real, you know, good family vibe connections. Hey, we're all pulling in the right direction, and it's great to be in church. We love being in church, telling everybody about what, you know, God's doing in our church. I think I would say, hey, we need love, and we certainly do. Paul prayed for love. Remember that in chapter 1, Philippians chapter 1, he was calling God's people to pray. It is my prayer that your love, verse 9, chapter 1, may abound more and more, but it's love with knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve what is excellent and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus to the glory and praise of God. So love with knowledge and discernment is what? It's humility. That's what makes community in a marriage, a family, and a church of Jesus Christ hum and work. That's what makes it work. What does that mean very plainly and practically? It means, for me, pray for me. It means pastor's not in it for himself. And we look at one another and see the mindset of Jesus Christ, and we look at one another. They're not in it for themselves. They're in it for Jesus Christ. A lot of Americans aren't happy right now. Will you, will I, step into the story of Jesus Christ? And when you step into it, realizing Jesus is a big spender. And as he cooks, bakes with these ingredients, his mindset in your life, you will discover joy. Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that what a big spender you are, how generous you are with your love, how sympathetic you are. We thank you for your mindset of joy, that you counted it all joy to persevere in a life of suffering all the way to Calvary, that you stepped down, you went to the back of the line, put our needs above your own when we picked a fight with you. We love you. We praise you. Get our eyes more and more on you, that we would have your humble mindset. We confess, Lord, we are proud. We're filled with vain conceit. It's the way that the devil gets into our lives and our families, our marriages, our church home, and just pulls us apart. Lord, keep our eyes on you, that we would have the joy mindset, counting up all of the riches and wealth of your love that we have by your grace and grace alone, to go and invest in others. And may our mood change. May we show so many unhappy Americans the joy of shining together for Jesus Christ. Lord, would you please help us to make this real in our lives. Lord, we pray that you would replace our pride with humility. We ask, Father in heaven, that you would help us to realize that ultimately, without you, we are nothing. We have nothing. We're only recipients of your grace. And so we pray, Lord, that we may have joy in serving our brothers and sisters in Christ, that we would be obedient,
die to our status, die to ourselves. And we ask your Father in heaven that you would bless our offering as we give to you our gifts on the way out of church. We pray that we may be a city on a hill, a shining light for you. Hear now our prayers and give us the mindset of Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. Let's sing together as our song of dedication. May the mind of Christ, my Savior. It's out of the celebration hymnal. It's 568 in the celebration hymnal, stanzas 1 and 4. After God's parting blessing, we'll sing together stanzas 6. And we'd like to thank Henry and Haley for assisting us tonight in song. We appreciate it. Let's sing together, May the mind of Christ, my Savior, stanzas 1 and 4 for our song of dedication.
Grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen.